I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be looking at the lyrics to the song In the End by Linkin Park. Now, I was a teenager at the beginning of the millennium, so bands like Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park and Green Day were all really, really popular when I was growing up at school and people joining bands and playing the songs of these bands. And this was one of the really popular songs. I'm sure you know it quite well. First of all, though, what does it mean, in the end? It's a really important phrase to understand, not just the meaning, but when to use it as well. So, in the end means the final result of a series of events. So, for example, we were planning to go to the park, but it was raining. So, in the end, we decided to go to the pub. This is the final result of a series of events. Often it's used when there is change, a change in circumstances, maybe. The reason this is really important is because in other languages, the word finally is used for this, but it actually doesn't work. You can't use the word finally if you are speaking about the final result in a series of events. You have to use in the end. So if we look at my example before, we were planning to go to the park, but it was raining, so finally we went to the pub. That doesn't work. You can't say, finally we went to the pub. No, in the end, we went to the pub. So that's the meaning of in the end. When I read out the lyrics, I'm going to look at a few phrases or phrasal verbs or maybe vocabulary that I'd like to explain the meaning so that it's really crystal clear for you. And I'd also like you to listen out for two very similar phrases which have different structures. And those two phrases are in spite of and even though. And at the end, I'll look back at how those two phrases are used. So let's start with the first verse. One thing I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to explain in due time all I know. Let's start with that. So to keep something in mind is an expression which means remember something. Keep that in mind, remember that. In due time is at an appropriate time. Let's continue. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. Here we've got a few really good phrasal verbs. Fly by, count down, tick away. So watch it fly by. Watch time fly by. To fly by means to go very quickly. So watch it fly by as the pendulum of the clock, swings. Watch it count down. To count something down is to wait for something to happen, usually looking specifically at how much time is left. So for example, I'm counting down the days until I can go on holiday, and the clock ticks life away. So the meaning of to tick is tick, tock, tick, tock. That's to tick, and the clock ticks life away kind of means that as time passes, life goes quite quickly and disappears into history. Let's continue. It's so unreal. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard. Okay, so let's look at some of that part. Another phrasal verb, first of all, to fall apart. It all fell apart. If something falls apart, it could be something literally falling apart, to disintegrate, to fall to pieces, or metaphorically, like my dreams fell apart. And you may have noticed as well that phrase I mentioned at the beginning, even though I tried, it all fell apart. We'll come back to that at the end. And then the chorus. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. Yeah, notice that in the end, it's the conclusion to a series of events. In the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. Okay, next verse. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so far. Okay, so you might notice there that other phrase, in spite of the way you were mocking me. Again, we'll look at in spite of and even though at the end. What does it mean to mock someone? Well, that means to laugh at someone in an insulting way. In spite of the way you were mocking me. Okay, next part. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard. Hopefully most of that part was quite clear. And then it's the chorus again. And then the next part of the song. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. And then he repeats that. And then the chorus again. And that's In the End by Linkin Park. So hopefully the lyrics are a bit clearer now. So let's take a look at those two phrases that I've been speaking about. So it's even though and in spite of. And both of them are speaking about contrast, but the structure is different. Let's take a look at even though first. The line is, even though I tried, it all fell apart. So after even though, we need a subject, I in this case, and then a verb, tried. Even though I tried. Whereas, in spite of is a bit different. After in spite of, we need a noun. In this case, in spite of the way you were mocking me. So again, the same idea, it's all about contrast, but a different structure. There is another option for in spite of. You could use a gerund verb. But in this case, in these lyrics, he uses a noun, in spite of the way you were mocking me. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast about Linkin Park's In the End. I hope it's inspired you to listen to some rock music from the beginning of the millennium. Remember, if you have any songs you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.